In India, food courts packed with middle-class families, these days eating bigger meals more frequently with greater choice. To Anshul Singhal, it's a sign of the good economic times.
So it's people who are poor but who are getting rich and they can afford food two or three times a day.
But some point to this prosperity as one key cause of record high food prices. New economic powerhouses like China and India are often blamed, at least in part, for the current food crisis. U.S. President George W. Bush had pointed to growing consumer demand in India as one reason prices are going up. But many in this part of the world say the real gluttons are...
Well, certainly the rich countries, they not only consume much more, the amount of food which is wasted is huge.
He might have a point. According to a report by the Food and Agriculture Organization, the average American eats 3,770 calories of food a day, compared to 2,940 calories in China or 2,440 calories in India. Americans are also some of the biggest consumers of beef, a food that takes a lot of energy to produce. Chinese agriculturalist Joe Lee goes as far as to call the United States a, quote, food imperialist. Lee says American food aid and farm subsidies discourage farmers in poorer countries from raising their own crops. Some also blame high food prices on the international push to use grain as fuel for cars instead of food for people. American agroeconomist Lester Brown agrees and says he's not surprised the debate over food is turning ugly.
What we're now seeing is the emergence of a politics of food scarcity unlike anything we've seen before.
And many food experts say that the blame game is set to get even uglier as nations battle it out in this global food fight. Eunice Yoon, CNN, Beijing.